Hi everybody, and welcome back on 10 Minutes Chrono Radio. Today is a new day and we have guests.
Hello, I'm Adrien.
Hello, I'm Maxence.
Hello, I'm Noho.
So Adrien will start about three little no charity that do the most good. We listen to you.
Thanks, Lucas. Yes, we know that there is a lot of big charity who do a real great job, but there is a lot of little charity who is unknown and do a great job too. First, we have Indian Development and Relief Foundation, the EDRF, based on US and created in 1988, who works in India and Nepal to improve the education, the healthcare, the women's empowerment, and the eco-friendly livelihood. The second is more about medical. It's the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation, created in 1980, based in the US too, who raise money to cancer research, especially for children. They contact famous scientists to develop some medicine for kids, because the most of medical assistance are for adults and they don't work on children. And they organize a lot of events for children with cancer too. The third is the Environmental Law Islands Worldwide, created in 1989. It's some scientists and lawyers who are collaborating across border to promote grassroots efforts to build a sustainable and just future. They used to speak out for clean air, water, healthcare, and they propose some strategy for all of what they do.
Thank you, Adrien, for your talking. We are now listening to Max, who is talking about why celebrity could be an issue.
Thanks, Lucas. Hello, auditors. Today I'm talking about why celebrity could be an issue. For example, Marlon Brando was not happy to be famous. It was a very big problem for this man. Globally, stars are very happy to be famous. They are bullying by paparazzi and other friends. They have pressure by other people. They take care of his appearance. It's a serious work because stars depend people, and overnight your career could be end. Initial star could be a problem because you depend by a globally opinion.
Thank you, Maxence. So right now listening to Annelle talking about organization very famous, the UNICEF.
Yes. Everyone knows UNICEF is the first organization of called celebrities to make no him actions. The first was Danny Kaye in 1954 to 1987. These celebrities can attract the attention of the world, is why UNICEF have called them. Today UNICEF have 200 ambassadors. But some of them are not here for the children, they are here for the famous. We have already hear some journalists speak about these celebrities are here for be famous, they have do something like this, etc. And it's very bad. They are here for help some children normally, and they are here for be popular. It's not human.
Thank you very much. It was very interesting thing and a good point of view. So now we listen to Sophie, who is going to talk about Matilda Rett.
I will tell you a story about an historic celebrity in Finland who called Matilda Rett in the end of the 19th century. All her life, she's visiting prisoners in all her country to give them hope and happiness. It was the first time in Finland because any woman went in the prisons before. She became the friend of the prisoners. Her work was very famous, so the government gave her permission to travel and train free. But her job doesn't stop here. with her brother, she opens a place to become, to welcome and help prisoners who leave prison. Here they work in agriculture and with wood. Matilda didn't take care of prisoners only. She traveled in Finland to find the prisoners' families too. She died on Christmas night in 1988 with wonderful memories.
Thank you, Sophie. I didn't know the story, so thank you to tell us. And the last one is Thomas, who is going to explain us how the organizations can help the poverty in the world.
Thank you, Lucas. Hi, dear listener. Everyone knows that poor people, that there is poor people in the world, but I think that you don't know that there is about 2.2 billion of poor people. It's a third of the world's population. In order to solve this problem, there is some organization with famous ambassador. The most famous organization is UNICEF. Anel speak about this organization before. And the most famous ambassador are Shakira or Jackie Chan. But there is a lot of other organization, national organization or international. But those organizations need you, so we count on you to help us.
Thank you, Thomas, and thank you, everybody. See you soon on our radio, because our radio is your radio.